Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Good morning, you guys. Welcome back to Not Your Typical with Not Your Typical Fitness Lover, Caitlin Nolan. I am so excited for today's episode, not only because it's the first episode of February and I had such a good month in January, but because I'm also so excited for Valentine's Day, and this is going to be our Valentine's Day prep episode. I honestly celebrate Valentine's Day like it's my birthday, and it's just one of my favorite days of the year because I think it's so fun to express your love just a little bit extra. Obviously, I share with all of my relationships in my life how much I love them all the time. It's not just on Valentine's Day, but I feel like Valentine's Day is just romanticizing it a little bit more. And yeah, I love sharing with all my Galentine's Valentine's Day, obviously Hunter. And it's really exciting because Hunter and I just had our 7-year anniversary on last Monday. So it's just cool that our anniversary and Valentine's Day are so close together, and it just makes love just so abundant in February, which is also why we chose to get married in February of 2025, because we just love having both of those two dates right next to each other, Valentine's Day and our anniversary. So yeah, it's obviously one of my favorite months. I feel really inspired in February and just ready to focus on self-care, self-love. I feel like, especially because January is such a hectic month of trying to focus on yourself, getting your goals in, almost switching up your routine a lot, just because we obviously had the holidays at the end of the year and we sometimes have a whole month off of work like Hunter did, or we quote unquote fall off track of certain things that we can't really do when we're traveling or at home with our families and stuff. So I feel like February is kind of the month where you've just been focusing on yourself for so many weeks that you really do feel really good, which is another reason why I think that getting married in February is going to be so nice next year. But yeah, I just wanted to share today some tips that I have for self-love, some tips I have for self-care, and maybe give some cute outfit inspo for Valentine's Day, because I've been all over Pinterest trying to find the perfect Valentine's Day outfit. Because like I said, we like to romanticize it. We'll probably go out to eat. I always like wearing something cute that day to work out on Valentine's Day. And you know me, I'm extra. I love it. So let's get into the episode. I want to start with my Not Your Typical Obsession, Dislike, and Word of the Week. If you guys are new, these are my segments that I do every single week. So my Not Your Typical Obsession is actually something not typical to my life, because I've never tried this recipe before. And I know I say this all the time, because when I love something, I can't stop talking about it on YouTube, on TikTok, on Instagram, and it kind of gets annoying, but this one is worth it. And it's chopped lox. I almost said bagels because that's what the original recipe was, but I did it on toast. It has become my breakfast obsession. When I become obsessed with a breakfast, I will actually eat it every single day of my entire life. And I'm on track with this one because I've had it every day since I've tried it. It is pretty much making a lox bagel, where you do the cream cheese, the lox, which is smoked salmon, the capers, red onion, cucumber, and also adding avocado, and pretty much chopping it up to little pieces where it almost becomes a mush that you put on avocado toast or a bagel. It's so good, not only because I love lox and bagel, whether it's chopped up or not, but I feel like we all kind of agree that when something's chopped, it really does taste better. It does take longer, but it does taste better because you get a flavor of every little thing in that meal in one bite. That's why I love chopped salads. And yeah, You guys have to try it if you guys haven't tried it yet. I will link the recipe, the original recipe, on my podcast Instagram so you guys can follow that one. And then I posted like a trying the viral recipe on my Instagram and also my TikTok if you guys want to see that one. And I kind of did a little twist with my own ingredients, just what I had, and it was so good. So that's been my obsession this week. I actually think really being excited about a breakfast is really fun because I don't know, it's the first thing that you do of the day, at least for me, and it always makes me really happy. So overnight oats, deluxe toast. Usually I'm like an egg person or a smoothie person. So just finding a breakfast recipe that you love can really change your day, in my opinion. So that's why it's my obsession. My dislike for the week is, well, it's kind of like a positive that I'm pulling a dislike out of it, but I feel like I've been very authentic to myself recently. And like, I think just doing the 75 soft challenge, journaling, really spending a lot of time with myself, being just determined in my own personal life has made me feel really confident. Therefore, I want to be my true self and I'm not holding back in different areas. And I feel like that's kind of where I'm going with this kind of negative side to it, is I feel like, not that I'm unauthentic in certain situations, but I do feel like I will hold back in certain situations and hide certain parts of me that could be quote unquote embarrassing or like just my true self. Maybe because in the past I've felt like vulnerable and then was knocked down or something like that. But I think I've been doing that a lot, maybe specifically on social media, but just in different situations. And I felt this past month that I've just kind of come out of my shell. And I don't know, I just feel like I've really, really worked on getting to this feeling. And it does feel really good to say that I feel like I'm there. And there's nothing bad that can come from being authentic. I feel like I've learned that, because even if there is somebody that finds you annoying or finds your jokes not funny or doesn't like this side of you, it truly doesn't matter because it is you. And I think when you accept that, when you accept that your authentic self is you, then the people who don't accept it or the people that don't vibe with it, they don't need to be in your life. And that goes for people on social media too. If I post something and someone's like, oh, you're annoying or this is chuggy, whatever, if it's authentic to me, it's not like I would want them to follow me anyway, or I would want them to follow along with my journey, because they're just going to make fun of me. And that's what makes me hold back online, is feeling less than or not enough or embarrassing or cringy, you know? So yeah, I just don't feel that anymore. I feel like I'm definitely entering an era of, I'm going to go for me. I'm going to go for my passions, do what I want to do. And you can be a hater if you want to be a hater, or you can follow along. And that's just where I'm at. And I think that's a really good mindset to have, especially when you're trying to reach a lot of your goals. And sometimes you have to be very loud to do those sort of things. For example, like my best friend that's starting a clothing line, like she is going to be promoting that. And I think that that's a good thing, to be able to share it with everyone in your life and be confident about it is something that's going to help you and almost essential. So I feel like when you are confident in whatever it is you're doing, it's only going to help you. So those are my little peaks and valleys of the week. And my word for next week is going to be love, because obviously we're going into Valentine's Day week. And I think the week before Valentine's Day week is kind of dedicated to self-love for me, because I want to feel my best on Valentine's Day. And Valentine's Day for me is honestly all about everyone in my life. So I feel like the week before is going to be all about me. So at the end of this episode, like the last segment we're going to do is kind of like a week guide that I'm going to follow for the next week to feel my best on Valentine's Day. So that's going to be fun. But I want to start off by giving you guys some self-love tips, just things that I've learned along the way that have genuinely helped me. So it could help some of you guys. And we're going to start with my favorite affirmations to say. I am an affirmation girl. I've been saying affirmations for 4 years now, and this is going from legit never saying an affirmation in my life. Like, if anything, the opposite of being affirming to myself. Like, I was belittling myself. I was making myself feel less than. I would take one little thing that I would mess up on or feel negative about. Let's take my anxiety, for example. I would take my anxiety and say, you are so weird. Why can't you just not have social anxiety? Why can't you just not feel weird about XYZ? And I would just belittle myself and make myself feel less important and less amazing than all the other people in my life. And now I still have moments where I'll fall down those paths because I think that is human nature, but I also affirm myself and I make an effort to look in the mirror, say things, write things in my journal, just speak to myself positively throughout the entire day. It doesn't really matter what I'm doing, but if I catch myself saying something negative, I will replace it with something positive. And even when I'm working out, I'm constantly saying affirmations. If I'm on a walk, like there's just a lot of times throughout my day where I will say affirmations to myself. So I thought, who's a better person to share the best affirmations that I've found that actually have just made an impact on my life? So the first one is, I am enough. The second one is, I deserve to be treated with love. Third one is, I can be unapologetically myself and I should be. Fourth, I can make mistakes. Fifth, I am strong enough to make it through anything that's meant for me. And the last one is, everything in my life is meant for me and it's the right timing. Those are my favorite affirmations right now, and try them out, see if they make you feel any more positive. And affirmations is one of those things where, like, the first time you do it or the first one that you say might not affect you, but the more you do them, the more you figure out which ones actually resonate with you and make you feel better. I just genuinely think it helps my life a lot. So, moving on, I want to get into the cute outfit ideas that I thought of for Valentine's Day, because I have 4 different little like uniforms that I think are cute. The first one is wearing a black outfit but adding either a pop of red or a pop of pink with accessories. So either your jewelry or a purse would be super cute, or even like pink or red heels would be really cute with it. And I feel like everyone has a black outfit in their closet, so you don't have to buy anything. Or if you want to just get like Amazon accessories or like something like that, I think that outfit's really cute. The next one is a dressier option, which I will definitely be going for because I love to dress up. And I think the combo between a dress and boots is really cute, especially right now since it is still a little bit colder out at night. I feel like it looks really cute with a blazer over top of it, but you still feel really cute and feminine because you get to wear a dress. And you could even do like tights underneath, but I will probably opt for this option, like a red dress. Or you could keep with the same formula of wearing like a black or white option and then add just pops of color here and there. I do feel like, me personally, I like adding red or pink for my Valentine's Day looks. It's like the one day of year with that I am like, you guys should definitely wear color for this because it's just cute and I feel like it goes with the vibes. But wear whatever you feel comfortable with, obviously. The next one I thought was like a cool vibe if you want to do jeans and a corset. Bonus points if you have like a pink or red corset, that'd be really cute. And then match the shoes, wear a fun bag, like a sparkly bag or something would be cute. And then you could take any of these little uniforms and just make it more chill and wear sneakers. So those are the little outfit ideas I came up with. And then even just not doing anything with your outfit, but maybe wearing a red lip or wearing a cute bow in your hair, like a pink bow or a red bow would be really cute. And yeah, there's nothing wrong with not dressing up for Valentine's Day. Oh, I should have put in here like PJs, cute PJs, because some of us stay home for Valentine's Day. And I love doing like a PJ night where you do self-care, watch a movie, maybe order in your favorite food, obviously have dessert. Those are my favorite type of nights too. So cute PJs is definitely on the list. And bonus points if they're obviously pink or red. Okay, I'm done being annoying. But let's move on to my 1 week guide pre-Valentine's Day to prep to feel your best on Valentine's Day. The first thing that I wrote is that every single day this week, I am going to pick one thing at least for movement. It doesn't need to be a workout. It could be a walk outside. It could be a walk on the treadmill. It could be actually going and doing a workout, whether it's lifting or a Pilates class, yoga class, obviously spin. You guys know I love spin. I will definitely be doing one of those options every single day. And also, I know this kind of sounds like a lot, especially when we're busy, but I think that I can do this for the entire week and you don't have to do everything I'm saying, but this is what I'm going to be doing. I'm also going to stretch at least for around 20 to 30 minutes every single day, which sounds like a lot, but I kind of like doing yoga style stretching right now where it's like also kind of meditating and just like chilling out, relaxing. Doesn't have to be at night. Doesn't have to be all at once. Maybe it's 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes at night, but I have just found that stretching has really, really improved a lot of different areas of my life. For example, my stress levels, my flexibility, my recovery. And also it helps me not scroll as much, because I will literally sit in bed all night and scroll. But if I'm like, oh, I've been wanting to stretch at night, it gets me out of bed and does something for 10 minutes. And even if I didn't want to just like focus on the stretching, I could just like watch a show and do it. But yeah, it always makes me feel really good. And I feel like at least doing it for 1 week can actually make a really big difference. So that's my goal. And then another thing that I wrote is I want to do one thing for my mind every single morning. And the reason why I specifically want to do it in the morning is because while I've been doing 75 soft, I will sometimes do things at night, like I'll write in my journal at night or I'll do my affirmations at night, something like that, because that's part of my 75 soft. And I just feel like after doing it, I can really see a difference on the days where I do something for my mind in the morning. If I don't go straight to my phone, that in itself to me is doing something for my mind. I feel so much happier and I'm not like searching for instant gratification every single day with my phone if I don't go on it in the morning. So it can be literally as simple as getting out of bed, going and make your coffee, your water, taking your supplements, making breakfast, or going to work out before going on social media. Obviously there's a difference between that and like checking your phone to make sure that your parents didn't text you or something, but I just feel like even that small thing of staying off my phone is enough for me to call it a self-care habit. So just doing something for my mind every single morning, and then something for my mind every single night as well, which to me is usually journaling, or it could be reading and just not scrolling. I don't know, like just scrolling to me is not it right now. I like to scroll occasionally, like in the morning sometimes for some inspo. Obviously throughout the day I am on social media because I'm posting, and yeah, I like to like think of social media as work personally, like my 9 to 5, but I just don't like to get in the habit of like scrolling and scrolling and scrolling at night, and I always feel better on the nights where I don't scroll. So I'm gonna try and do that at nighttime this week. Obviously this doesn't happen every single day, but that's why I'm saying it's just like a week challenge that I'm setting for myself. And then one thing for my skin and one thing for my hair every night. So this could be self-care. So doing like a night cream, a face mask, my eye cream, moisturizer, literally anything for my skin, washing my face at least, and then something for my hair. So either a hair mask, or I just choked on my own spit. Maybe sleeping on a silk pillowcase, cleaning my pillows because that's really good for your skin and your hair, or getting like a satin bonnet to wear, not wearing your hair in a ponytail while you sleep, something like that. So yeah, I just feel like all those things mixed together, they're kind of simple, but they're just things that make me thrive. So I thought putting them all together would just give the ultimate thrive for Valentine's Day. So that's today's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I cannot wait for next week's episode, which is the actual Valentine's Day episode. I don't want to give anything away, but it's going to be a really, really exciting episode. So I can't wait to share it with you guys. I don't have many updates. The only update is we had a whole weekend this past weekend to celebrate our 7 years. We were like not sure if we wanted to go out of town, go back to Arizona, tour our wedding venue, but we ended up just staying at home and we were like, let's treat it like we're actually on vacation. And we went out every single meal. We went to spin together. We went and saw a movie. We saw the new movie that's the rom-com. It's called, I forget what it's called. Let me see. Anyone But You. It was so cute. It was so fun to go to the movie theater too, to like get all the snacks. We got Sour Patch Watermelon. That's my option for little movie theater snacks. And then Hunter got his icy. He likes the raspberry icy. We snacked on those. We were actually extremely full by the time we went there because we went to our favorite restaurant before, which is Bottega Angelina in Dana Point. It's actually where we used to live. And it was so nostalgic going back there. I say that every time I go over there, just because we spent a year just getting to know California over there, going to all those restaurants. And it's just a fun date night when we go back over to that area, even though it's like, I still live in Orange County, but I feel like every city, you just kind of like stay in that city when you live there, because I don't know, there's just so much to do. But we also went to Laguna Beach and Oh my God, we actually did so much this weekend. Like, forgot how much we did. We, on Friday night, went to the Newport Beach. We did a picnic. We had cake to celebrate our anniversary. Got In-N-Out after, which you guys probably saw that on my TikTok. If you follow me, I made a little TikTok reel, TikTok video. And then on Saturday, during the day, we went to spin in the morning. Then we went to brunch after. We got some croissants from our favorite little place. And we also went to the beach after with Coco, and we sat on the beach for a little bit. It was actually super overcast, but it was just nice to chill, hang out with Coco. It was really early since we went to 7 spin, so nobody was on the beach, which was really nice. And then we came home, went back to the beach after we dropped off Coco. We got some sandwiches. I got these really yummy, like, veggie platter and then curry chicken wraps from my favorite delivery place. And we just sat on the beach all day. It was actually freezing, so we were bundled up in blankets, which was also kind of a vibe and fun. And then after that, we went to our Bottega Angelina, favorite restaurant ever, had some pasta and pizza, our favorite dessert, and then that's when we went to the movie. And then we didn't really do anything on Sunday because we were literally dead, because we just did not go home at all on Sunday. So we cleaned the house and honestly just watched TV the whole time, FaceTimed our friends. And it was the best weekend ever, so that was really fun. And then the only other update is that my best friend Lily asked me to be a bridesmaid, which is so freaking exciting. I actually knew she was going to ask me because I think like last week we were FaceTiming and she was like, oh, I have something coming in the mail for you to ask you to be a bridesmaid. So I knew it was coming. And then when I got the package, I was like, wait, is this what it is? Because sometimes we get her hats in the mail. So I was like, oh my gosh, so cute. I actually didn't film it or anything just because I was FaceTiming her on my phone. Yeah, it was really cute. She included a bunch of cute stuff from Montana because her wedding's going to be in Montana, which I'm so freaking stoked about because we've never been to Montana before. And but I'm just rambling at this point. The journal prompt for today's episode will be, how am I going to spend the week before Valentine's Day? Just share everything you're going to do to show yourself some love and maybe make your own challenge if you don't vibe with the challenge that I just talked about. But I love you guys. I will see you guys in my next episode, and I hope you guys have the best week. Bye.